This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is all hour coming up here as we take your take on Bryce Harper, what he's done so far this season. Needs to be better. I think we all agree there. It needs to be a lot better. Big error last night, off to a slow start by his standards and by a lot. I mean, he's usually a 900 OPS guy. He's in the 700s right now. Nowhere close to the best hitters in baseball. Your take on Bryce, concerned, frustrated, or not worried? Where do you come down? I'm not worried right now. As long as that back's okay, Hugh's frustrated at what we're seeing for Bryce Harper. All right, back to your phone calls in a couple minutes. We will, of course, check in with you people around 1:40.
That's going to be a good day.
Yeah, they happen to see on camera Kyle taking calls with people correcting you on Cinco de Dos or whatever it is. Kyle's face.
I should post this to the Twitter.
You should. I don't understand. And me and Joe were just talking about this. Why is it so important for people to gatekeep enunciation in this day and age? When we have so many people, like, we talk about different things on the air and we're trying to, you know, be funny and have fun with it. But for whatever reason, the enunciation gatekeepers or the correct saying or the correct statement gatekeepers find it their charge to go out of their way to correct somebody. How about you do this? Whatever you're doing, look in the mirror. And I'm pretty sure you're probably not perfect. Whatever flaw it is that you might perceive that you have, let's go work on that.
You know what? I think it's a good thing.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to correct a 53-year-old man, how old are you, Joe?
38.
So we've gotten to a point in our lives, no matter how we got here, we're comfortable in the position that we're in, right?
Sure.
So how about you? Whatever flaws that you have or whatever it is you got going on, you work on those. And don't worry about what we got going over here, because last time I checked, we're doing all right. Your kids are doing fine.
They're
your
fine.
Wife's doing great.
Yeah.
I am over here doing okay. So worry about that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Now, if we're going to gatekeep anything, it's probably pooping on people's cars. Can't do that.
You can't do that.
Well, we can't do that. And so we've talked a lot today about the Delco Pooper, which is really, she's taking this area by storm. We actually have audio.
We have audio.
Is this during the arrest last night of the Delco Pooper?
She's getting walked to the cop car.
Let's hear it.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me and I asked her that's what's happening.
She chased you?
I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
Then what'd you eat that day in the background? It's so good.
No, because I was thinking the same thing. Dude, that was a projectile.
I'll never unsee the video in my whole life. It's like burned in my brain. It's so bad.
That was a question that needed to be answered. And she said,
She chased me.
She said, I got a sickness. You sick? Wait a minute, mentally or physically?
Well, maybe both, considering what we saw in that video.
Oh,
so,
here's
the question. What is going to be the punishment for this one? Like, is this a fine, or are we looking at a harsher penalty? We've never heard of this before. Like, what do you get for doing that?
I would think.
Community service?
Well, no, because. I think because it's public endangerment, I think that's one of the charges. Because fecal matter, you can get sick.
Yeah. Well, it's
like you can get sick.
Beyond being gross, yeah.
Yeah, you can get sick. So I would probably say assault. No, seriously. I'm not trying to be funny.
But she didn't touch the person. She pooped in the car.
But you endanger like public endangerment, something like that. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but
I know. Can we get someone like, you know how Buzz
that knows way more than I do?
No. You know how Buzz went up to Giant Stadium to present Joe Shane with the card and he got it signed? I want Buzz covering the trial when this, like, we need someone from WIP on this just to see how this thing happens. Because this is
Detective Brown on the case.
Well, Detective Brown.
Detective Brown is
prosecution is, on this. Or maybe the defense. I don't know, actually, when you think about it. All right, so we had that situation last night and that arrest, or whatever you call that. How about another arrest that we learned about last night? This one a little bit funnier. Actually, they're both really funny. But here's John Kruk last night during the Phillies game explaining when he got arrested.
Did I ever tell you I almost got arrested in Oregon?
Doesn't surprise me, but no, you never told me. Last 10 games for Kepler, 11 hits, 2 home runs. What were you doing in Portland? Oh, playing minor league ball.
Yeah, rookie ball. I got arrested, handcuffed, put in the back of a cop car.
Was it a mistaken identity?
No, Tony Gwynn had a friend who was a cop out there. And he had me arrested. I was out thinking, like, man, I know I had a few beers last night. What the hell did I end up doing? You got a lot of bad thoughts when you're handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
I can imagine. I can imagine. There goes the runner. Pitch foul. It remains 3-2. How did this end, though? Did they take it downtown? Well, did they book
no,
you?
No. They never left the parking lot of the hotel. All I heard was Tony laughing. I'm like, that bastard.
You were pranked by a Hall of Famer, John, and you didn't even know he was a Hall of Famer.
I did not know.
My favorite part is that he didn't do anything wrong, yet he started thinking maybe I did do something wrong last night, and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Being arrested ain't cool, dog.
Can imagine.
Just here to let you know. That ain't the flex that people think it is.
Try to avoid that.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to, but it's happened a few times. Like, but see, here's the thing, John. I actually went down. I went to the clink. I got locked up a couple of times. It's not that cool.
Yeah, let's have it. We're done with those for life.
Time moves slow.
In prison?
Yeah, well, we're just being locked up in a jail cell. It moves slow.
Recently, for my son is a Cub Scout, he got to do a tour of like the local prison and jail and police station. The whole operation is wild. Like the process when they bring you in and
when they book you.
They showed us the route, like where they stay, the holding cell, the whole operation. Yeah,
hey, they don't turn the lights off either.
Oh, you sleep with the lights on?
No, dog, you don't sleep. No, I remember when I was in college. I'll tell you about the one I got pulled over, and I didn't have my license.
Where was it?
I didn't have it.
Didn't have a license,
and they put me in jail. I went to jail. I mean, I had the jumpsuit on and everything. And I was in jail for like 3 days. And I didn't poop for like 3 days because I was like, because you know, you hear things about jail. So I came in jail and I had an attitude because I'm like, I didn't, you know, I'm in gym pop, right? I'm in gym pop. So I go in gym pop. This was, and the only reason, like, let me tell you, the only reason I got out is because we had a game on Friday and I had to play. But I was in jail for 3 days because they were trying to work, like, you know, it was in Xenia, so they had to try to work the system to get me out. But I was in there with cats that actually did, like, crimes. So they was like, I said, like, I went in with an attitude because I'm like, man, I'm going to have to probably knock one of these cats out because it ain't nobody about to take my Fruit Loops. Like, ain't nobody, I'm going to be in here fighting for my Fruit Loops because I ain't know what was going to happen. But when I tell you, being like, you ain't got no privacy. The toilet, like, right there in the middle of the cell.
Yeah, that's when we toured it, I saw that.
And they open it up, and you're in gym pop, and it's one TV. And the only thing you can watch is the news. It's not like you can turn the channels. Man, it was like the 3 days felt like 3 months.
I can't.
So it's not the flex that people think it is.
That feels heavy for not having a license.
Well, you know, like I was driving without a license.
Yeah,
And they took the car. I went to jail, and it was heavy, but I got out. But yeah, it was bad.
I didn't think a John Kruk story and the Delco Pooper would lead us here, but that you never know what stories you're going to get on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 for Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Bryce Harper, concerned, not worried, frustrated. Where are you? Let's talk to Thomas in Broomall. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Thomas. What's up?
Good. About Bryce Harper, you know, obviously he is in a slump. And I have faith that tonight he he ends it. He hits a two-run home run, and I see Alec Boehm hitting his first home run this year tonight.
Well, it's about time on the Alec Boehm front. Yeah. I mean, it is May 2nd, and we're at zero home runs, which just feels almost impossible.
Yeah, and since you guys are talking about, you know, mixed drinks and alcohol and stuff like that, you know, not saying that you guys were heavy drinkers back in your, you know, young days, but do you what's the age? What's the response, like the reasonable age to where heavy drinking needs to stop? Whether
what do you consider like heavy drinking though?
Like college.
Well, but do you mean
you're drinking every day? Like I consider, like let me just tell you my definition, Tom, of heavy drinking. It's somebody that has to drink every day. Like if I, just to drink. Like if you're drinking just to drink, because I like for me, say tonight, if I go home tonight and I start drinking, I might drink until I fall asleep, but I'm probably not going to drink Saturday because you know what I mean. So it's like what is your definition?
Well,
of heavy
and then
drinking?
Everyone can handle a different amount, right? Like for some person of one or two, it might be different than five or six. Like just it depends on your body weight and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. The other thing is too. So, I mean, I'm sure when you guys were kids or, you know, teens or even 20, your parents was like, hey, you're too old to be doing this at your age. Maybe like a topic would be like, you know, if it comes up a question where what was something that you did that, you know, you were too old for your parents to like, hey, you're 25 years old. Can't be doing this.
You know, here's the way I'll answer it. For me, my body told me when I had to calm down or just like grow up a little bit. Right? Like you can't bounce back the next day as much. That like when you're in college, you're 22 or 23. Like you could. I used to be able to not sleep at all. Like I could just get an hour or two nap and function very well. And then eventually, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s, I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, for me, as far as drinking too much. Like, I used to be able to sprint through a bottle of bourbon. I don't think I can do as much as I used to.
Well, you're a pop now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, because I'll drink, like, what I'm drinking now, I'll drink a couple sips, and I hate to do it, but sometimes I don't even finish what I'm drinking. You know, but I did have a couple gummies, too, though, so that might add to that.
And
but
you did fall asleep at
8 o'clock. Yeah, and after that, and it's like, yeah, but I don't drink I haven't been drinking as much bourbon as I have in the past.
Yeah. I think your body tells you. I mean, you kind of know when it's time to calm down. Matt in Manalapan. What's up, Matt?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
I think that Bryce Harper is still the type of player that he could hit 5 home runs and get 15 RBI in the next couple of weeks. And until I see him go a full season where he ultimately doesn't hit 30 home runs and get 90-plus RBI, I believe he's going to come out of it. So that's the first thing.
Well, I tend to agree. For me, Matt, if the underlying things were concerning, I'd be concerned. Like, he's still hitting the ball very hard. He's still – you look at some of the numbers, he's still walking a lot. Like, I don't think physically it's a problem. I just think his timing's off, and eventually he's going to hit.
Yeah, and, you know, the second thing is take a look at the schedule, guys. We're going to go 17-10 the rest of this month, and we're going to be 10 games over 500 by the end of May. And so when we're 34-24 with 100 games to go, I still think we're going to be in the driver's seat for the wild card. Now, obviously, you know, you want to extend, you know, that over 500 record, you know, as we get towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a big time month for the Phils, and we're going to get to June 1st, and we're going to be saying, hey, you know, Let's get it going. It's hitting season this summer.
So, Matt, it's interesting you brought that up. I pulled up the schedule, and it is a month they should win a lot of games. Like, the schedule is light. This weekend will be challenging. Arizona's good, and they're certainly a playoff contender. But after this, they go to Tampa for 3. They go to Cleveland for 3. Those are, you know, pretty average teams. St. Louis comes in, not a good team. Pittsburgh comes in, that's a bad team. They go to Colorado for 4, terrible team. They go to the A's for 3, probably more of an average team than a terrible team. But between now and Memorial Day, they should win a lot of games. If they don't, we got a problem here.
And remember, you know, Ranger hasn't come back yet. Nola could have been better. I obviously think that, you know, Walker might tail off a little bit. Painter hasn't come up yet. You know, Boehm hasn't really hit. Marsh hasn't really hit. So there's a ton of upside. I think we're concentrating too much day-to-day as far as some of the negative and not thinking big picture and zooming out a little bit in terms of what this team really is likely to do. And again, Joe, unless I see them not do it, I'm going to believe that they are. Now, there's going to be the day that they don't. I got to see it happen first before I believe we're there.
I get it. All right, what's your cocktail for us?
Old fashioned.
An old fashioned from Matt and Manel. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's.
Good morning, by the way.
Yeah, was that our latest good morning we've got around here in a while? Now, Matt was waiting for a while, so I can understand why he was in that morning mode. But
being slick.
Yeah, 1:11 for a good morning feels a little bit
pretty awesome.
Well, it's like when you get the Happy New Year and it's late January.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's.
I just did that for somebody could call Colin correct that Happy New Year's. Did that on purpose.
Is 1:11 too late to say good morning? 1:11 p.m.?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. Where was he calling from?
Manalapan, New Jersey.
Manalapan.
Manalapan. You know who's from Manalapan?
Who?
Howie. I believe he's from around that area. Howie Roseman.
Huh. I never heard of it.
It's in Monmouth County. It's, I don't know how to describe where it is. It's I don't know, somewhere north of, you know the shore towns people go to? Like
yeah.
Tom's River, Point Pleasant, Seaside. It's like half hour north
of there. Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Well, that's where he's from, and that's where Howie's from. And that Joe's from the Northeast. He's on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, you, Kyle.
Hey,
what's
Joe.
Up, Joe?
How you guys doing?
Good, Joe. What are you thinking?
And with this about who's going to, you know, how many starters we're going to have with Taiwan and Major, Taiwan's not going to work out of the bullpen. And people stop saying about that we need have a pitcher for he's the long man. As long as our starting pitchers don't suffer injuries, we don't need a long man. They're never going to take Wheeler out early. They're never going to take Nola out early. Sanchez has built up the respect. He's going to be able to go at least five, if not six, before taking him out. Maybe the only question would be, because he's new, is Lizardo. So our roster right now is a 26-man roster,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have eight relievers.
I'm using a voice assistant to convert your voice to text and respond to you.
Oh.
If you want to continue, please stay on the call.
I like this. Let's see where this goes. Joe? Joe, okay?
Joe. Has Joe been using AI voice assist this entire time?
Is that not Joe's voice? Joe, what do you really sound like? All right, we'll put Joe's got to get himself together. What was that? The fact that he couldn't recover.
I wanted to ask Joe about Delco Pooper, man.
What do you think Joe's going to tell you about the Delco Pooper? He's locked in on the 26-man on the roster.
Yeah, he is.
He's locked in Cal Stevenson and long man in the bullpen. My goodness. TMZ, by the way, is all over the Delco Pooper
story. I'm reading the story. I'm reading it. And so she's facing indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, and depositing waste on the highway.
Well, the latest update from Joe. It sounds like she pinched a ghost wipe.
Oh, what? What is? Wait, what? What? What do you call it? Wait, what? Could you say that again, please, and slow down? Yes, you clear your throat.
A ghost wipe is what he said.
What is what is that?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. That's
okay.
What I'm asking.
Well, do you want me to?
Well, okay. Give me the peripherals of what it is.
Well, I'm just going to use this story because I'm just going to read you what TMZ posted. The Pennsylvania woman, cops say, admitted to pooping on someone else's car as part of a road rage, and it's apparently had a lot to say about the matter, and now you'll understand. Police say she bragged about a clean poop that didn't need toilet paper.
Ghost wipe.
The ghost wipe.
A ghost? I never knew that's what that's called. But, okay. Now I have questions.
No, I know you do.
Well... It's now okay. How do you know it's a ghost wipe?
Well, she's according to her.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on that. By the way,
I agree. If you see the video,
you didn't wipe. Though.
That was not a ghost wipe.
Because now I'm leave that alone because I don't want people. You know, yeah, but it's
we're almost there.
Yeah.
I don't want. But I'm just
All right, you know, let's go to Black Gritty to get this thing back on the rails here. Black Gritty's up.
If you think I'm getting back on the rails, it's a doce del doce. You know what I mean? We out here doing what
it's Cinco
we do.
De Deuce.
First of all, I don't know if Kyle will get this or Jill will get this, but he will get this. this gives no meaning to me. Back in the day, when somebody mad on you, they said, it'll pop the trunk.
She popped
the trunk on you. She pulled that thing out, popped the trunk on her, boy.
Oh.
Yo, as soon as I say pop the trunk, the whole crowd start running.
Everybody leave. When they start seeing cats go to the parking lot, yeah, it's time to go.
If she goes swiping, she done popped the trunk many a time before. She a professional, dog. You better duck and cover. That's all I'm saying. Get the yellow tape out. I'm shutting Delco down. You know what I mean? I'm putting the red alert on. They need a timeout.
The whole county needs a timeout.
It's Chernobyl over there. Secondly, Hugh, I've been to jail. I'll tell my jail story another day. But I went to jail. You went to prison.
Okay? No, yeah.
I didn't get no jumpsuit. I had my own cell. I had a blanket. Bruh. I was in there snoring. The cops came, was talking to me. We was making jokes. I went to jail.
I was in gym pop.
You was in gym pop. You scared to go to the bathroom, not want to drop the soap.
I had that
you
Xenia,
was in prison, brother.
I had that Xenia County jail outfit on.
You kept saying jail, and I'm like, I've been to jail. I ain't feel nothing like that. I'm like, nah, my dog went to prison. Okay?
Dog. I was locked up for real.
3 days.
You was probably out there, popping the trunk on people, driving reckless.
It was three. It felt like,
so you got pinched?
Like 3 months. I got pinched.
See, Kyle, that's why we keep you around.
I'm on a roll right now.
Let me kill him, boy. You about to get fired. Let me talk about this.
Is
a sports radio show. Let me get.
Yeah, we off the rails.
Yeah, it's Friday.
So, let me say
in this piece.
Don't say that.
I almost had a moment.
I forget who you were again.
I'm trying to talk. Stop drinking. Thank you, Bryce, for choosing me. I need you to hit this ball, baby. I don't know. Again, the stress of the new baby coming. You think you want money. Thank goodness they gave this money, Bryce, because they'd have gave this money, it would have been high here in Philadelphia. We still trying to ride with you. You know what I mean? Maybe we just get the Fanatic, give another birthday present. I don't know what Bryce needs, but I believe in Bryce. I need you to come back, baby. Don't hurt me, Bryce. Don't hurt me. You need to fix this immediately because I'm trying to win the World Series this year. I'm starting to get worried, Joe. You better – everybody – Joe, you always complaining about something. You out here holding confidence? That makes me feel scared, okay? I need you grumping, Joe. I need Bryce to come out here and prove you wrong. So start hating on Bryce like you hate on everybody else, like my quarterback, okay? Start hating, Joe Gilliam. Don't be confident. Start hating. Get back in the game.
All right, I'm sorry. Wait till Monday. I'll be hating on everything.
Maybe you can go down there and teach him how to hit a thing. I see his huge son out here smacking that thing. You get down there with Bryce and show him what you're showing.
We got to swap. We got to swap Harpers. Get the other Harper in there.
Listen,
there we go.
I need to find somebody. You know, I'm trying to. What you got? Yeah, what you got for the drink?
So, I mean, you said you don't want no ice, baby, so I got you, doggy. You go take some mango cubes, some pineapple cubes, take your bottle of tequila, put it in the Tupperware bowl, put a little bit of sugar, some lime juice in it, put it in the freezer overnight. You pop that thing out, take them little stick hors d'oeuvre thing that Caucasian people love to do. You get to have that frozen fruit, and you get flavored.
Oh, and it's soaked
tequila.
In that liquor. Yeah, it's soaking in that liquor.
Oh, don't say, baby.
It does sound good. And white people do like that. They like the little cube fruit with the sticks.
What do you say? With the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie. With the charcuterie.
Yeah. Cordery.
Yeah, some people.
They're
gonna be mad at Black Gritty for that one.
He's right though. He's right, Black Gritty. We appreciate the phone call. All right, the white people mango cubes and the tequila for Black Gritty.
Yeah, I didn't know he said. Did he say the white people mango?
He said the Caucasian people.
Oh, okay.
Like they like to put this fruit on the cube.
I mean,
fruit.
I like the fruit that's infused with liquor. That's cool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
who
cool.
doesn't? All right, 215-592-9494. One final segment to take your calls. On the Delco Pooper, Bryce Harper. We'll check in with you people. This should be good today. I mean, I think Kyle's going to get roasted back there on the you people today. All right. Plus, not sure anyone will have an appetite for an explicit snack of the night, but we'll do that next as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance of your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. I noticed Elliot is at NovaCare. The Eagles rookies are doing some press conference because they have rookie minicamp this weekend.
Yeah. So I didn't know if we could go down there or not. I thought about going.
I mean, you're in Eagles Hall. Aren't you allowed whatever you want? You're in the club.
Well,
Are you asking Joe if you're allowed?
Well, no, man.
I mean, I don't make the rules.
I'm in a unique spot where, you know what I mean? I work here. Hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get them side eyes, even though, you know, I'm a part of the alumni.
Oh, they heard you said.
You get them side eyes, yeah, man. And, you know, you hear people talking about, yeah, heard you on the radio. So what? You heard me on the radio. I'm on the radio every day, 5 days a week.
And you were talking about that Delco lady.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, I mean, but it's cool.
Plus, people are wondering if you're going back to the Jets now after.
Oh, well, you mean at the auntie?
Yeah.
You know what, man?
I mean, we know you're going to go to a practice.
I'm going to go to practice, yeah. But I'm not, you know, as far as the other things, like, you know, I'm a little bit low key, man. I didn't have my 15 minutes of fame. I don't, you know, and you know, it's just, it's a lot going on.
All right. So
said individual.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure. All right. Quickly, before we do explicit fruit of the night and we take your calls and, of course, you people.
Wait, what's fruit of the night?
Isn't it the explicit? Oh, last week it was a fruit, right? It was explicit snack of the night. Sorry.
Guilty.
Last week it was a fruit. Am I right about that? Wasn't it a fruit last time we did this?
Well, so Hugh's 1-0 against you.
Yes. But what
it was?
It was
a peanut butter cup.
Oh.
The peanut butter egg.
At some point, did he do a fruit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, was it like dragon fruit, maybe?
That
exotic
might have been.
Fruit?
It was in my dragon head. Exotic fruit was in my head. Anyway, the Eagles rookie numbers are in here, Hugh. Did you see this?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, any thoughts? Jahad Campbell number is
doesn't pop for me.
Number 30?
I mean, but I guess out of the numbers that you could pick from, I don't know what the selections were. I don't know what he could have picked.
Well, obviously some are not available, right? You can't have 53. That belongs to Zach Bond. Anyway, so the numbers, I never really get too caught up in the numbers unless there's a really bad one. I do have one thing, though, on this. I saw they're now listing, at least some people are listing, Andrew Makuba, the safety, as Drew Makuba.
He changed his name?
No, he's got to be Andrew. Drew Makuba is not a player.
Doesn't sound like a baller.
Drew Makuba sounds like he sits in an office and calls WIP. That's not a safety that
Drew,
makes...
Drew in stateside? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Right. Like, let's go to Drew and Glenside.
Yeah,
what a take.
I said stateside, but I meant...
Yeah, the stateside vodka.
You know it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. I don't care what number he wears. Please go by Andrew Makuba. That's a player's name, not Drew Makuba. All right, let's get a phone call, and then we will do the explicit snack. All right, David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe, do you know in the last hour you've had three different Hugh Douglases?
Well, we tend to have a lot each day. So who did you see here?
I saw Criminal Douglas.
Jailbird Douglas, yep.
Yep. Constipated Douglas. And there's also a brand new one that you guys don't know about, but there's an all-points bulletin out in Delaware. It just came across the wire. And they are looking for a copycat Delaware pooper. And
if you
want to say anything right now, it'd be
wait a minute. I didn't poop on anybody's car.
Not yet.
Not doing that. Definitely not pooping. I'm not pooping on anybody's car. Because you know what, Dave? It takes too much for me to poop on. Like, I got to pull my trousers down. And it's going to take a minute.
Wait a second.
It ain't going to be like, it's not going to be instantaneously. It's going to take a minute.
I know, but like, you're making it sound like that's the hurdle that's stopping you.
Yes. She didn't need
the hurdle. The hurdle that should be stopping you is you shouldn't poop on people's cars.
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. I'm living in a hypothetical now. If I went to poop on somebody's car, it's a whole process. So what I'm saying is they have a chance to drive off and it not happen.
David, what's going on in Delco is the question I've got.
I don't know, but it's nasty.
It's messy.
It is.
You know, he's plugged in.
All right, what do you got on Bryce?
Okay, let's go with Bryce. From my perspective, this whole thing with Bryce is twofold. You know, they're saying his time is off because, you know, he's not getting the fastballs. You know, so they're throwing him all junk, which David Savage, he can't hit. Now, let's go back a couple years ago. I'm going to show one of the flaws of Bryce Harper here. All right. The third greatest Phillies coach we ever had, Gabe Kapler, brought out a curveball machine and tried to teach Bryce how to hit a curveball. And what did he do? He laughed at him.
Well, you know, I've always said Gabe was ahead of his time, but people didn't want to listen to him. Yeah, that's right.
There's no doubt about it. You know, so, you know, Bryce can't hit the junk balls. You know, he does need to, you know, work harder, you know, put a little more effort and learn to hit the junk and hit it where it's pitched or hit whatever it is. Just get the base hits and everything else will fall into place. You know, as long as you get on base, you got a chance of winning. You know, you don't have to, like, you know, violently try and, you know, rip the cover off the ball every time. Secondly, Bryce is spread too thin. He just had his, like, 18th kid. He's a social media darling. He has to deal with all that boatloads of money he's got coming in. And all that's a distraction. So, you know, I'm sure his head's not in baseball like it was when he was 19, 20 years old when he broke into the league. He's got all this other stuff in life going on, And as you age, of course, you slow down. And with all that going on, he just probably can't keep up. And he's just being pulled too many different directions.
Well, so if that's the case, I mean, obviously he's not giving back any money. The kids are here, and so that's that. Mm-hmm. So I think the one thing that we can curtail, maybe, Hugh, is a little bit the less of those TikTok videos with the,
with the
bread recipes,
banana bread,
banana
or whatever.
Bread and whatever he made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do less of that. We could.
Yeah, and like I said, all this stuff does add up, you know. It's, you know, and where he should be concentrating 100% on baseball, he's not doing it.
Yeah, I'm for this. Less TikToks. Yeah, the money and the kids are what they are. Less TikToks. All right, David, what do you got for us for a cocktail?
Okay, I'm gonna give you it's an actual cocktail, but I'm gonna simplify it because we are dealing with a simpleton. All right, so it's a TB and bacon shot. And that's an actual drink, but we're gonna make it a bacon shot. So All you have to do is infuse whiskey with bacon grease, which Hugh's probably got some cooking right now, all right, and put it in there, let it infuse, and then just pour it in a shot glass and throw it back.
Bacon grease infused
with
whiskey.
You know what, gross,
Dave,
man.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Dave, you know, I've seen this, but I'm not a big fan of bacon grease because of the fat content in the grease.
You're going to turn Hugh into the Delco Pooper.
Yeah, because like when I eat my bacon, I try to make sure I drain it. Like, I try to, like, because the grease is not, I mean, I like the bacon, but the grease not so much.
Yeah, we all know what happens when you cook your bacon.
You're getting the bacon flavors, what you're getting, so you're going to have, like, bacon whiskey.
Yeah, I've seen that, though.
You're probably going to have that for breakfast.
Yeah, I've seen the bacon whiskey. That does sound interesting, though, no question. It does sound interesting.
Yeah, so, you go and try it, Hugh. Let me know how it goes.
All right, David, good call.
You drink at home, so it's all good. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that you know that, especially. I drink at the crib. I ain't trying to be all out in the streets.
Yeah, we know. We know you're going to fall asleep at 8 o'clock. All right, before we go any further here, we have a little game we usually play on Fridays here.
Explicit snack of the night. So can you bounce back, Joe, from your 0-1?
I feel like I got a hint the other day, and I forgot the hint.
You did, and then you forgot the hint?
I totally forgot the hint. All right, let's
run it.
Yeah. It is a beautiful to behold. Just to look, and I got a fine piece of it right here in front of me. Oh, yeah. The first time you have, never forget it. You look at it, and it's okay looking, it's different looking. But do it to the eyes, you think it's going to be super thick. Very dense dessert. And then you use your fork or your spoon, like, oh my God. It's so airy light. And I've got a spoon. Oh, look at that. I can see the lady fingers here. There's little sugar pieces here. Got the... Oh, excuse me. Ooh. Mmm. Oh, it's so good. Mmm. I could eat... I have no idea what size you make. Like, if I'm going to bake... How big a piece or sheet... Do you make it a sheet of it? Do you put it round? You probably go like a sheet.
You got to guess, Hugh? I thought cheesecake, some sort of cheesecake.
Well, it's a cake, but I've never had a cake that had ladyfingers on it.
Well, I've had cheesecake with ladyfingers.
I've never had that. It's a cake. I don't know what
someone
kind of cake.
Someone in the YouTube chat just got it. But
what's
they might know. Someone in the YouTube chat.
Okay.
I see, I know it's a cake, but I don't know the name of
it.
You
said it was airy.
It's like a strawberry. It's got strawberries in it.
Strawberry shortcake.
No.
No, but does it have strawberries in it?
No.
It's a cake, though. It's definitely a cake.
Give you guys one more guess each.
I mean, before the lady fingers, I was thinking it's like cannoli. But
I don't know anything.
Not cannoli, no.
No, I know it's not that.
Mm-mm. You're like,
is it mousse?
I think you're in the ballpark, though.
Ooh,
is it mousse?
It's tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Is that the same as mousse?
No.
Well, it's like the texture. It's kind of like
spongy tiramisu.
I've never had tiramisu.
I don't.
I'm not a big tiramisu.
Neither am I. I think it's totally overrated.
Yeah.
People just get it to say they got it because it's on the menu. No one. I don't think people really like tiramisu. Let's be honest. It's a scam. All right, let's go to Tom in Abington.
It's a scam.
You still got you. Want to know?
I know. Tom, what's up?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey,
what's up, Tom.
What it do, furry eight-legged Spanish you?
What's going on, man?
Oh, a little bit of everything today, apparently, right?
Yeah.
All right, so before I give you guys my drink, the Phillies, Bryce, I don't really worry too much about Bryce. He's really a back-of-the-card kind of guy. I do get a little concerned after the error last night. I hope he's not taking his batting woes into the field with him because that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a general, like overview of this team. Like I've spent 51 years on a spinning rock. Okay, I've seen 5 championships out of all the 4 teams. So it's a little tough for me to recognize a chip team when I see it. But one thing I can recognize pretty quick is a team that doesn't have it. And I think that's what we're seeing with this team.
Tom, I agree right now. Now, I hope it can change and maybe something happens and Painter arrives or they make a big trade. But I feel very similar to you right now. They're not bad, but they're not where they need to be.
Well, they're not bad, other than, you know, the bats go cold every now and then. The bullpen sucks. And
they can't field.
The defense, yeah. Sure. They have no defense. So when you have those 3 things going against you, I'm not worried about Bryce at all. I'm just worried about the whole of the team. I think they blew their shot a couple years ago, and I just don't see this squad getting it done.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are feeling similar. Tom, what's your drink for us?
All right, so Joe, I was inspired today to create my own drink. So this is what you're going to do.
Uh-oh.
Get your 5 favorite liquors, okay. Put them in a glass, put a little splash of vodka on that, and then bring it all home with 1 pint of prune juice. And I call this the Delco Pooper.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. Now, the prune juice, I'm out on that. Tom, it's a great idea, but prune juice is terrible. No one actually likes that stuff, right?
People drink prune juice.
People drink it. Because they think
they
will help them, you know, it moves things along.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, but I think some people drink prune juice.
They like it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ugh. Prune juice is terrible.
I don't.
When's the last time you had prune juice?
I haven't in a while.
Used it in jail.
Nah.
But
I wasn't trying to go to jail.
He was trying not to go, actually.
Because, like, you know, when you go, you always hear stories about people fighting for the Fruit Loops. And I don't mean the ones that's in the bowl. And so I was just like, no, I'm not about to be compromised.
Now, here's the question. But you were in there for 3 days. Like,
for like 3 months.
At some point, you would have had to just go.
No, I didn't.
But if it was a week, what were you going to do?
I don't know. You know what? Luckily, I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
But it was like, man, I got to get up out of here.
Did you play well in that game that
week?
Oh,
yeah. I had a pretty good game. And this is the truism. The only reason I got out, because it was a big game, and Coach Billy needed me. They got mad at me. Like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? But yeah.
Well, people that wonder that about you now every day.
Yeah,
what is he doing
what
now?
What's wrong with that?
A lot. Joe in Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. And what we can do is bring the Delco Pooper to the Citizens Bank Park, have her just do it right 6 to 10 inches outside as a right-handed hitter and about 1 foot short and just dump it right there because that's where the Phillies like to fish. So I would like just for her to go there and just dump it right there.
Maybe that'll get them to avoid swinging in that spot. Maybe it'll be the deterrent that we need.
Well, it's not even only Harper. The body language from this team from the jump, it could be the pressure from the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. It could be the same voice in the locker room, just monotone, like everything's going to be all right. They're not having any fun. There's no passion. When you're mentally not prepared to play the game, you physically make mistakes. That simple. It's that simple. You go to tie your shoes, and you're mentally not thinking about tying your shoes. You don't tie it right. Lifting a weight, you can't lift weights if you're mentally not focused on lifting a weight. So it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. When you're mentally not there, the physical part of your body does not follow. And this entire team from the beginning of the season, even when they were 5-1, there is something mentally not focused in this clubhouse. And it's draining to everybody. And it's got to stop. The town just doesn't all of a sudden stop. Bryce Harper all of a sudden just doesn't stop. You know, it's mentally they're not there. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I believe the team, if they had got rid of whatever the problem is in this clubhouse, can absolutely go on a run. But there's no passion there in this locker room and clubhouse at all. And until that gets fixed, nothing else matters.
There's a malaise. I feel that too. I mean, the way you described it, I thought about that Turner play the other night. I mean, he's obviously not thinking because he's physically able to stand on second and throw home accurately. I mean, I don't know where his mind was at, but he obviously sped his brain up, and then we saw what happened there.
It's something it's poor to watch. I don't know if there's an issue with players in the locker room. I don't know if there's an issue with the coach's voice is just, they're done with it. Like, here we go again. I don't know if they're just feeling so much pressure because the Eagles won the Super Bowl and, oh my gosh, if we don't win a title this year, like, there's something that's really wrong, because if you're not having fun and if you're not physically there, it doesn't matter what you do. I don't care how talented you are as a player. If you're mentally not there to play, you're going to make mistakes, and that's what this team's been doing the entire time. I don't want to hear that Aaron Nola lost 3 to 4 miles an hour on his fastball. You pitch with some passion, it's going to be there. So I don't see that the talents just disappear. I just think there's a mental block going on somewhere, and Dombrowski's got to get rid of it, whatever it is.
Well, he does. 100%. Joe, what do you got for us for a drink?
Well, it's what I want. Not as bad as what I'm saying, but I want Topper to go, and this drink is what I'm looking for. It's the AMS. If you know what an AMS is, it's the initials of a very, very strong drink that you don't need ice in it. But it's basically a higher version of a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, well, that would be... Oh, I just looked up what it meant. I get it now. That's
correct.
That's a fun
what
one.
I want Topper.
I got it. Vodka, rum, tequila, gin. This
what
one.
Was the abbreviation? AMS?
Uh-oh. Yeah, AMF.
Hey.
AMF. You'll pick up on when you search it. Joe, good phone call there, man. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. AMF. You'll figure it out when you search that drink. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. Feels like a lot. That's not one you just have, like, just randomly. That one will set you back a little bit. Can we check in with you people, what they're up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Happy Cinco de Deuce.
Yeah, one of my favorite days
to
of the
you
year.
People?
Every year.
It's an interesting day on the YouTube stream.
I can imagine.
I mean, with everything going on with the show. But First of all, to start the show, I guess the audio wasn't synced up with the visual.
Okay.
So... people compared it to one of those old, like, kung fu movies.
Oh, those are fun. So you didn't you used to collect kung fu movies?
I still got some kung fu movies somewhere.
Yeah.
Also, not the best day for the camera to, for some reason, be very fixated on me back here.
That actually makes more sense that it was off, because it was on you at times. It's not typically.
Yeah.
You're just, like, answering the phone. You're not on the mic. And,
right.
And it's I could see you.
Yeah, because I was having a tummy issue.
Yeah.
Start the
you
show.
Know what? I have a theory about that.
Uh-oh.
But it's tummy issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the mic picks up sound.
Oh,
no. I so think you probably, you're right.
You probably was back there blowing
I hope
up
not,
the
man.
Studio.
Well,
and
wow.
It probably picked up the sound of you blowing up.
Well, now everyone around here needs to know that. Now, here's the truth. You won't be able to get away with a fart this summer.
Mm-mm.
Now that we know that.
No, what are you talking about me? I didn't fart before, but, you know, I get where you're going with this.
Don't lie to the audience.
Everyone knows you farted, too.
Don't lie.
Anyway, sorry. I was keeled over for a little bit to start the show here, and that was picking that up. I think I, like, looked like I was in pain.
Yeah.
Another moment where I was in pain. On the phone where people were calling to correct you for the Cinco de Dos thing and all the other pronunciations.
At one point, you just put your hands over your face.
So we put that on the midday show account. People were worried about you, Hugh, by the way, but they're glad you got vitamins. They said you were looking pale. Start the show.
You looking pale.
I look pale. Go figure.
I'm the pale one.
Yeah.
How are your vitamins? You good? You locked in?
You know, I talked to the game day people,
yep.
and he looked at my supplements like I was trying to sync my supplements up with my... My daily goals.
Yeah.
Because I got this new app. And he said, those are pretty good. He added a few. So, you know, we're off to a rousing start with the game.
We had a vitamin conversation there, Hugh and I.
That's good. Yep. So the people who saw me hunching over.
Yep.
Crappy day, Kyle?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Crappy day.
What a crappy day on the show.
The Delco pooper.
Well, it fits.
He's Del from Delco. Yeah. He got the poop.
Yep.
Yep. They said, it looks like I got a cocktail brewing in my stomach.
Uh-huh.
Which
are you going to be okay?
I did for a while. I'm good now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Brewing up some dookie turds.
What about the person that has to go
at the expense of the next producer?
Yeah, I was saying, that's going to be a problem.
It's not going to be
a
problem.
You got to get some spray up in there, don't you?
It's going to be an HR thing.
Here's a good one. I guess it is time to ban the Tush Push.
Yeah, I guess after what happened in Delco, no more Tush Push stuff.
That was kind of weak. Look at
Tush Push?
No, I got it.
Okay.
You get the literal idea?
No, but you know, I read the story.
Which one?
About the Delco pooper and why she did what she did. She said they called her a fat female dog. That was a fat female dog move, though. Like, for real. Like, when you think about it. Like, who else does that? Dude. Like she said, the people were calling her names, right? Like, who, like you kind of leaned into the stereotype just a little bit.
Yep.
Who does that?
Well, the Delco Pooper.
This one actually just came in. I'm the producer today.
Yeah.
Producer. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
That was good.
They're getting creative on YouTube.
That was Jason Horvath. That was a good one by him. Last one here. As soon as Hugh got out of jail, Hugh's poos.
That's a good one, too.
I was going to say that they're acting up on the YouTube, but we led them here. This is our fault. I mean, yeah. You literally started the show.
The Delco Pooper.
Yeah. And again, I still think it would have been the entire first segment if we didn't be like, and Bryce
Harper.
Well,
you had to reel me in. Yeah, you had to, because I had so many questions. And she's, I mean, do you think there's a psychiatric? Okay, do you say it? Psychiatric? I'm glad I got that one out when I did, because they didn't kill me
for
that
one. Yeah, we're done for the day. I'm not in the longer field.
Psychiatric, do you think there's going to be an evaluation?
I would imagine, yeah. Well, I mean, if I was her or her defense, I would plead that.
Be like, something ain't right.
Yeah, well, got a sickness.
What does her husband say, though? When he comes home and she's not there and he has to go pick her up, he say, you did what?
How about that phone call?
She have a husband?
Yeah, I was gonna push back on that.
I would say probably. Somebody, listen, there's a lid for every pot. Let's not pretend like you look at some people. I mean, that you'd be like, wait a minute, you married?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Well, you're right about that. Everyone finds their person.
Good job by the U people.
Yes, great job by the U people. You people have a great weekend. Phillies, Diamondbacks. It's a big series this weekend. Playoff implications down the line. Hugh, we getting 2 out of 3?
Yes.
You don't seem confident at all.
No, because I had to think about it. Because these are not really, you know, I'm saying I got to think about these things.
Well, we just bully you into saying it anyway.
No, yeah, you do. Right. Yes.
2 out of 3
ain't bad.
Otherwise, we'll be up to BG Day, BG Live Monday. We'll talk to you Monday afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.